There's a poor clearance that drops for Cottrell. Thought about a shot up towards the edge of the area. Cottrell left footed. It's in off the crossbar. What a strike from David Cottrell. His third of the season. And that's supposed to be his swinger, his left foot. He cut inside on the corner of the penalty area. And he angled and swept it goalwards. And it dipped just in time to thunder off the crossbar and bounced over the line. 10th minute. Blues 1, Forest 0. It's back with Lehigh, who just about gets the cross in before Donaldson get there. It's flicked on, and a header on the far post and an equaliser. Blues are appealing for offside, but there is no flag, and a Somba Lunga has headed it into the roof of the net. The cross was flicked on. Now, had a Somba Lunga gone too far? No, says the referee, and it's one apiece with just over 6 minutes to go. It's Cottrell, it's towards the far post, it's headed down. Oh, surely that was handled. Surely that was handled over the crossbar by a Somba Lunga. He's put it over the bar with his left arm, and the referee has given a corner. But the referee has come a long way to take advice from the fourth official. Now he's trudging back towards the penalty area. What's going on here? Forrest wants to know why the referee has been taking such advice. But it looked for all the world like a Somba Lunga had lifted the ball over the crossbar. It's a penalty! It's a penalty to Birmingham City! And Britta Somba Lunga, I'm presuming, will get sent off for the handball. Because he's lifted it over the bar with his arm. Yeah, it's a red card. It's a red card as well. The right decision has come, but in a highly controversial way, the fourth official from 60 yards away has given the penalty. Well, I can't believe I've ever seen anything like this. It's Cadiz, it's a goal, into the corner. Blues are back in front, Forest are down to 10. They'll protest still further. I think the decision was right. The way in which it was delivered was truly bizarre. But Paul Cadiz's third goal of the season, with a minute of normal time to go, makes it Blues 2, Forest 1.
Gary, I think we'd better start at the end, and that quite a lot of discussion in the media room about the penalty. The bottom line would appear to be that as long as the officials get a decision right, then they can take their time about it.
Well, I think that's the thing. I think it was it was controversial the way it happened, the way the referee gave a corner and the assistant official gave her a corner, and the fourth official actually, in the end, said it was a handball, and therefore the ref, you know, has took his time, conferred with him, and actually, if you look at the. As galling as it must be for the Forest bench and Stewart, if you look at the actual replay, it's the right decision. So I don't think you can maybe argue about whether he should make the decision from that far away, but you can't argue with the fact that it was the right decision in the end.
From the angle that you could see, the fourth official could see, and we could see from the press box, you could see him scoop the ball over the bar.
Yeah, his hand moved from the side, and like you say, you could see the way it happened, and obviously he's not going to scoop it with his chest that high. So you could tell. But I wasn't 100% clear, and obviously haven't seen it again. It was, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, the right decision.
And it was a deserved win. I mean, the first half performance was a continuation of the performance at Rotherham last week. Everything that you've been working towards again.
Yeah, again, lots of things really, really well. The goals come from a situation that we've worked on. Our starting shape from goalkeeper's kick. If we can't play out from the back, then obviously if we have to go a little bit longer, we make sure we've got good coverage, and Kotz is in the perfect position. Shins has gambled past Clayton to take men with him. And what you obviously can't work on in training is a finish like that. And Kotz, to me, you know, he gets probably our most shots on goal in a game. And he's either boom or bust. You know, they either go slicing 40 yards wide, or go in a top corner. So, you know, I'll take that. If that carries on till the end of the season, I'll get a little bit excited after he's sliced one out for a throw-in, because you know the next one's probably going to end up in the top corner. But it was a wonderful finish. And at that point, like you say, I felt first half we played with some great control, some really good quality. We got balls into little holes. We got down the sides. We just looked as though the players, like you say, have took that confidence of our unbeaten run in four games on to another level. So, and that was a pleasing thing.
When they went three at the back and pushed more players forward, did you just go a little bit deep, do you think?
Well, I've just spoke to the players about it afterwards, and I've just said, look, the last thing we can do is when we're against 10 men with 4 minutes to go, or whatever it was, is just drop in and try and defend, you know, because you don't need to do that. We've got to be a little bit more sensible. And I think that sometimes comes from players' honesty to want to protect the lead, so therefore you drop into the areas you think the ball's going to go, but actually all you're doing is making it go there. And that's something we said. We were shouting furiously from the sideline at 90 minutes to get up the pitch. and actually force them to play from deeper or force them to play with less bodies in the box. And again, I couldn't criticise the players for that. I just think that's something we need to work on and make sure that we do a lot better and not invite that pressure late on in the game.
In the last few weeks, Gary, we've picked out the fact the centre-backs relationship has been great. Shinny has linked up well with Donaldson. Could I just mention the engine room today and that Gleeson and Davies could not have done anything more for you today, could they?
No, they've been another two that have been absolutely brilliant. You know, and sometimes you look at it and you look at them both and Dave Davies gives you that little bit of extra athleticism and strength and he breaks the game up so well and also shows some great quality at times. And I think Gleeson, you know, it's perfect for us because Gleeson can sit away from the game a little bit more and give you that little bit more control. And he's not, you know, he's not as physical a player, but you still see him heading balls and covering for his fullbacks in wide areas, which he's done really well. But above all, you know, he's got great quality on the ball and doesn't give the ball away very often, which, like you say, allows us to come back out and play through him. So it's a nice we've got some nice combinations all over the pitch at the moment, but I think the biggest thing for me really is just the fact that they're working so hard for each other as a team. I mean, you know, you look at someone like Antonio, who was a real danger that we highlighted, and every time he got it, you know, David Cotterill, after scoring a wonderful finish with great skill, shows the other side of the game and gets back and helps his teammates out. And for me, that's what it's about. It's about a team. And it's about continuing that ethos for the rest of the season.
In a word, 11 points, 5 games, you'll take that?
Absolutely, we'll take that, yeah. It's been, you know, it's been a fantastic start. Again, if I'm being really honest, I felt as though today might have been the day that we maybe came unstuck because I knew Forest would offer us or pose a different threat against us. But once again, the players have proved me and proved what was a fantastic attendance today in tribute to Trevor, which I think it was a fitting tribute. And you would have to say, actually, you know, maybe Trevor's helped that because our right wingers cut in and showed some brilliant finishing, which I'm sure Trevor would have been proud of.